You're listening to Currently Binging, the podcast about all things TV and movies. Stay connected by rating, subscribing, and commenting on whatever platform you're listening to us on. And now for this week's episode. Hey guys, it is Eva, and I'm here with another episode of Currently Binging. Hello and welcome. Feel like I've been gone for a minute and now I'm back with the jump off. I'm just kidding. But yeah, so you may have noticed, even though I did not officially make this official, but I've been pretty consistently posting new episodes every week, even though we're like a bi-weekly podcast. Because you know, once I make it official, then it's official and you guys expect it every week. But so unofficially, we've been a weekly podcast, but you know, had to go out of town and therefore there was no new episode this previous week, but I am back. So rejoice. If you are listening for the first time, welcome. Make sure you rate, subscribe, comment, all that great stuff that all the other podcasts tell you to do. Yeah, I'm telling you to do it too. It takes like 10 seconds to do and it is greatly appreciated. It helps me out and it also helps others find this podcast. So yeah, let's get into this. Well, before we get into what we're discussing, because if you couldn't tell from the title, we are discussing Happy Death Day to you. But before we get into that, I just, you know, had a few things that I need to get up off my chest, like some updates. So yeah, officially sad news. So Netflix has done a complete sweep and they have canceled The Punisher and Jessica Jones. So our third season of Jessica Jones will air. We do not have a date for that as of yet, but that will be the last season. And then that is it. All of our Marvel shows are officially done on Netflix. I mean, I wasn't really surprised. So I believe that there is a future out there for these shows in whatever it is that Marvel is doing. So I'm just looking forward to that. RIP Netflix. This also kind of, you know, makes me reassess my whole Netflix thing because I've had Netflix for a while and most of the stuff I've watched on Netflix was Marvel stuff. I mean, I watched some other things, but like most of it was Marvel stuff. So we might have to give up Netflix because, you know, I talked about this, I think, in another episode where I'm just paying for all of these streaming services and I have cable and streaming services. Something's got to give. So it might be Netflix, but yeah. So that is that. Also, we got a premiere date for Marvel's Cloak and Dagger, which comes on Freeform. Our second season will be premiering April 4th on Freeform. I am super excited. Okay. So when I saw like the promo for it, it was on my phone and I couldn't listen to the sound, but I could only watch the video. So I was watching the video. I was like, oh my gosh, this is like, it's going to be good. So I don't know. I'm excited about it. You guys know I really enjoyed that show. So that is also something I'm looking forward to. Mark your calendars because April will be here pretty soon. I mean, February, we're halfway through February. We're almost done. 2019, man, it's already moving super quickly. So yeah. Also, Sunday is the Oscars. You guys know I love award season and the Oscars is like the icing or the cherry on top of the ice cream sundae for me. So I'm super excited. I will be hosting a Oscars viewing party, super chill, like PJ type of a party thing, but I will be tweeting on that thing called Twitter. So make sure you follow me over there at Currently Binging and just, you know, get into it because if you've listened for a while when I used to do Glam Deeds, then you know I used to love to live tweet TV shows and award shows and all that. And I just haven't done it in a while. And recently I've been doing it a lot more, like the Grammys. Hello, that was so fun live tweeting that. I forgot how much I enjoyed it. So I'm back in the game. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Currently Binging and join in on that convo. So yeah, I think that is all the things that I wanted to mention very quickly. So let's jump right into this because I'm pretty sure this is going to be a quickie but we're not going to hold me to that. So This is one of those movies where I literally just walked out of the theater and I'm giving you my fresh off the dome thoughts. I do have some notes jotted down, so don't get worried, because you guys know I can go on and on and on and on. I don't know why I'm making so many song references on this episode. But yeah, so let's get into this. Happy Death Day to You, which is our sequel to Happy Death Day, which came out in October 2017, and it was a slasher horror type of movie. So we get into this. All of our faves come back. Our two main stars, Jessica Roth and Israel Brossard, are back starring in this. Is directed and written by Christopher Landon. So before we get into all of the details, let's talk some numbers. So today is what? This is a Tuesday, because you guys know if I just walked out the theater, then that means it was a $5 Tuesday. So this has been out. It came out on the 14th, Valentine's Day, which fell on a Thursday. And then it also fell on a President's Day weekend. So keep that in mind. Also keep this in mind, because apparently, just found this out, this was the worst President's Day weekend for movies in 15 years. So there's also that. So let's get into these numbers. Rotten Tomatoes and our audience score. Usually I say one and then I say the other, but in this case, they are one and the same. Both scores are exactly the same at this moment in time, and as a 67%. I have been talking about movies for a while now on here, and I don't think I've seen where both the cinema, or why do I keep saying cinema score? My gosh. I've seen both the critic score and audience score be the same percentage. Interesting. So there is that. Cinema score is a B, and a B is like, like it's not the best, because, you know, we want like an A+, because that means that's really getting good word of mouth. People are really talking about it. I mean, if you think about like the grading scale, B is still pretty decent, but it's not an A. So there is that. So let's talk about these dineros. So the budget for this movie was $9 million, and domestically opening weekend, like the initial like 3-day opening weekend, the movie grossed $9.5 million. I'm rounding up a little bit, but it grossed $9.5 million for the opening weekend. As far as President's weekend, so that's a 4-day weekend, it did about $13.2 million. Pretty sure these numbers are right. I do the Box Office Mojo. I love that site, but like sometimes it's hard to tell which numbers are for which, especially if it's like a long weekend. So, you know, it could be a little bit off, but that's about around where we are. Total up to date, as up to this minute as I am speaking, the movie has grossed $26,071,583. That's like to the dollar. So there is that. So those are the numbers. If we are to compare it to the opening of our first installment of this movie, the opening day did more than the sequel did. So the opening day for our original movie, I think it did like $14 million that first day. So that's more than what this movie did for the entire weekend, like the entire opening weekend domestically. So there's some perspective for you. So with all of that being said, because you guys know, when we talk about sequels, I can be pretty, pretty particular and pretty, pretty harsh. But you know, I'm all about asking those questions that need to be asked. And the main question that I seem to always ask, whether we're talking about TV or we're talking about a movie, is do we need a sequel, or do we need another season if we're talking about TV? But do we need a sequel? Did we need to know more? So this one was interesting because The first one I did not watch in theaters because you guys know I do not do horror. I don't do slasher. I don't do any of that. But I kind of sometimes trust what my siblings say as far as some of these movies where I really cannot tell if it's really like horror, like scare you type of a horror, or if it's like somewhere in the middle where I would be fine with watching. So my brother was like, Happy Death Day is, or yeah, Happy Death Day. That was the first one. It was not that, it wasn't scary at all, he said. So I was like, I don't know if I trust you, but we're going to try. If I don't like it, we are tapping out. And I watched it and I actually enjoyed it. And I know I've said, because I've talked about Israel Broussard before, because he was in To All the Boys I Loved Before, but I've also seen other things before that. And he was kind of on my radar a few years ago as like someone to watch who might possibly do something in the near future. So he's just always kind of been on that list. Like I have a list of young actors and actresses who I watch to kind of see where they're going, if they pique my interest, and he was one of those. So I was like, okay, whatever. We're going to give it a try. And I actually ended up enjoying it. I didn't really think it was scary at all. So I was like, oh, Happy Death Day to you. I mean, I don't know. I didn't think that we needed another movie, but that's just me. Let's just see. So from the trailers, I mean, I, to be honest, and I've said this a lot before, I have not been watching a lot of trailers just because they play them over and over and over again. And they tend to have a lot of, like, to me, things in there that I just, or the, like they pull the best parts from the movie, and they even pull parts that aren't even in the movie to give you this whole package to make you want to go see the movie. So that's kind of why I just, me and trailers have just kind of had this weird relationship recently. So I've seen the trailers, not fully and not with 100% like attention paid to what is happening. So there is that. So it didn't even cross my mind that the original one came out in October and this one is coming out in February. Mind you, to me, and I think pretty much historically, and everyone knows, like January through March-ish is kind of like a dead zone for movies. There are those instances where, because it's such a dead zone, we can have movies because people just want something to watch, or is something that's actually really good and they placed it there thinking that it might not perform well, but actually ends up performing above and beyond what they expected, i.e. Deadpool and Black Panther, just to name a few that came out recently. But yeah, so they'll put these movies out in these like dead zone times, and usually sometimes they might actually perform well. So, I mean, compared to the budget and compared to where we are so far, Happy Death Day to You made its money back and it's going to make a profit. So there is that. But then it starts to speak to, if you just look at the domestic progression of this movie compared to the first one, then, because, you know, a lot of studios are pushing a lot of these franchises, and we have trilogies and these big budget things, and all these movies are just keep going on and on and on and on. And it's like, is there no end? No, there's not an end. And we just keep getting more movie after more movie after more movie, even though we don't necessarily need it. But it's just like, oh, it's making money, so let's just keep putting it out there, kind of a thing. So with that being said, I say all that to say, this one is a tricky one, because even after seeing this movie, because I'm going to get into my thoughts about the movie, but even after seeing this movie, I don't think we need a third movie at all. But as I was researching some things, apparently there was an end credit scene, and I did not see the end credit scene. You guys know, it's like, Eva, you watch Marvel movies, you should know to like check to see if there's an end credit scene. But like, this is not the type of movie where I'm expecting to see an end credit scene. And if you're gonna do it, it needs to be like pretty quickly, because I sat in a theater for a little bit after the credits started rolling. So these are one of those types of movies where if you're gonna have an end credit scene, you need to make it sooner rather than later, because most people are probably going to leave, and probably 95% of those people are not going to Google to see if there is an end credit scene. So with that being said, I did not see the end credit scene, but I did read what the end credit scene was about, and it kind of sets us up for a third movie. Still in the same type of a loop, type of a feel, but they can set it up to be a little bit different than this one and even this the predecessor, like they kind of did this sequel. So, I mean, there is that. So, I mean, I don't think we need a third movie, but clearly, and I read an interview with Christopher Landon, and he says that he has ideas already for a third movie, and even like Jessica Roth and Issa Rae Broussard talked about their thoughts on a third movie. So, I mean, it is out there that there could be a third movie. I don't think we need it, but it could happen. So let's talk about this movie, because so it came out in February, and that this should have also been something that was like, oh, duh, they're going to push this to be a little more light than what the original one was. Even though I don't think the original one was really that dark. But going into this, I mean, they released it on Valentine's Day. So it's like Valentine's Day weekend. If you want to go to the movies, you can take your significant other to see Happy Death Day 2. If you saw the first one, then you might be like, I don't know if that's something I want to take them to. And comparing it to the trailers, you probably thought it was going to be more of the same of what the first one was. But this one was actually, they branched into some other genres. So going into this and not knowing that they were going to switch up the genre game like they did, I was sitting there, I was like, okay, wait a minute. I'm getting a lot of comedy in this. I'm feeling like I'm being fed comedic lines. And you guys know, for me, comedy is just not my biggest forte. And so when I can spot a comedic line coming 300,000 miles away. So every single line that was supposed to be funny, it was just like hitting me, like slapping me in the face. And I was just like, wait a minute, is this supposed to be a comedy? And then I was like, oh, wait a minute, but I'm also kind of feeling like a little bit like a rom-com thing kind of happening here. And then, oh, wait a minute, are we doing sci-fi? Like all this stuff was just hitting me like one after the other. And I was like, wait a minute. Don't get me wrong, you guys know I love me some sci-fi, and I think that was a part of this I actually really enjoyed. And I'm glad that they took it towards something different, because we're stuck in a time loop, and it has that Groundhog Day type of a feeling. Well, it is Groundhog Day, because you know we keep repeating the same day over and over and over again until we finally break the loop. But I didn't even think that we could even go the sci-fi route. I don't even know why I didn't even think that. But this one went heavy. I won't say heavy. It went moderately sci-fi, where we start introducing, like, we bring in this big machine that is the cause of all this havoc that has been causing Tree all of her issues and keeps getting her in this loop. So they introduced Sissy, which was created by Ryan and his sci-fi friends. And then we start talking about other dimensions. And I'm like, okay, am I watching like a Marvel movie or like a superhero movie? Or like, is this Inception? Like, what is happening? This is not what I was expecting. So then I'm like, okay, this is sci-fi. So now I actually have to like a little bit pay attention, because let's see if they're going to try to do smart sci-fi. And I think it was an interesting twist overall to add that sci-fi element. And I do think it helped change it a little bit, because we still have that same loop effect where we're stuck in the same day. Now, going into this, because we start off with Ryan and we see him die and then wake up in the same day. And I was like, why did we pick Ryan to be the one to kick off this movie? And then I was scared that we were going to be stuck with Ryan for a while, like reliving his day. And I was like, okay, I don't know how I feel about that, because I did not come to this movie to watch Ryan. I came because I actually really like Tree and Carter, like their dynamic. So I want to see them on the screen. But then it's like, oh no. And then when they all get into the room towards the beginning, and then the dean shows up, and then the whole Sissy like explodes, or like does her sciencey thing. And then I was like, okay, maybe this is what's gonna happen. Because when we started with Ryan, I was like, based on the little bits of the trailer that I've seen, I do know that Trish ends up saying, oh no, this is all happening again. And I'm like, okay, so do they all end up in like the same time loop? And then it's kind of like a group effort where someone dies, but then you all wake up back in the same day and then you all can kind of like collab off each other type of a thing. Of course, that's not what happened. We just end up doing the same movie in another dimension. And it's kind of like this whole more emotional type of effect because, of course, her mom is going to be alive in this dimension and she's not going to be with Carter in this dimension. So we have like all these emotional pulls and trying to see which... It's a movie, so duh, she's going to make the choice to go back to her original timeline and be with Carter in that timeline without her mom. But of course, we have to just watch her go through this and struggle with, does she go back to be with Carter or does she stay here because her mom is here? And so we see her doing that. And then also, the girl who she ended up being the one who murdered her in the original one is actually alive here. And she's the one who's being murdered. So then we have to see her struggle with that. So it's like a lot of little things happening. I mean, overall, I think it was an enjoyable movie. It was fun. It's something that I probably could have just watched at home, if I'm going to be completely honest. As far as, I didn't even talk about like my theater experience. But I went to like a 4:30 p.m. showing, which is on a weekday. So I do that on purpose because, you know, some people are still getting out of work and therefore it can still sort of kind of be empty. So it was about, I want to say, half full in the theater. And I have to say that for the most part, all the points where people were supposed to laugh, there wasn't really much laughter. I will say, I think the most funny part of the movie was the part where Danielle is acting blind and they're trying to get the key to try to steal Sissy out of the dean's office and like get Trish back to her dimension. I thought that whole sequence was fun. There were also some other little tidbits that stood out that I was like, oh, that's a chuckle. But yeah, also I forgot to say when I was reading about the end credit scene that like a bunch of black cars show up, the government, and they're like, of course, you do anything that causes any type of shift in time in reality, of course the government is going to be aware of this. And so they show up, and because the kids are doing community service, because of course they got in trouble for what they did, but they pretty much are like, oh, we need someone to test this on because they are very interested in this technology. And they're like, oh, Danielle, of course. And so the third movie could possibly be about Danielle continuously being in a loop, but that's neither here nor there. I just wanted to put that in there. But yeah, I think that is pretty much the whole gist of the movie. Like I said, I think it was an enjoyable movie. I still have fun watching it. I don't think it was a bad sequel. I don't think it was the worst sequel ever. I don't even think it was a bad sequel. I think it was a decent, okay sequel. I didn't really read a lot of like user reviews, but I did see a few that was like, oh, this is better than the first one. I think that's a little bit debatable. I think it depends. I think this really depends on what like hits you as far as a genre, because like I said, the original one was a little more slasher type horror caught in a groundhog day type of a reality, whereas this one you still have that whole Groundhog Day element, but it's completely different genres. It still has a little bit of that slasher because people still die in it, but I don't think it's like as apparent as these other genres, like the sci-fi and the comedy and the romance and like the emotional pulling on the strings. Like, I don't think it was that. I think it's different from the first one in those ways. So I think it just depends on what kind of a genre movie you like. And I think it also depends on like if you even care, because when we start talking about sci-fi, and I'm one of those people, like, I love sci-fi movies, and I just go into movies that have a lot of like sci-fi-ness happening with a lot of suspension of disbelief, because I always feel like I say that wrong. But I always go in there like that because I just think that when you start talking science, and if you start getting too critical, like a lot of stuff in the rules that they make, and a lot of it just doesn't really add up. So you just have to go in there and just be like all in and just go with the flow. So if you don't, and a lot of people don't like sci-fi for that reason, so if sci-fi is not your thing, then I can see why you might not like this. Even though it's not sci-fi heavy, it is very apparent because now you have to believe that she is in this alternate dimension, which is like sci-fi at its finest, is talking about other dimensions. So there is that. But I think that the one thing that I would say as far as what, if we do get a third movie, and if we do get a third movie, I think that should be the last movie. But we do get a third movie. I think that they should just continue, which I'm sure, because Christopher Landon, like, he seems like, reading one of his interviews, he seems to be really creative in his approach to this whole movie. I don't want to call it a franchise because it's only two movies. But in this whole like movie, and I don't want to call it a universe, but he seems to be very creative in the way that he's handling these movies. So, I mean, I think that based on how the sequel was, they can definitely take it even further in a third movie. Also, I did want to talk about some of like the visual aspects of this movie. Acting overall, I mean, like I said, I enjoyed majority of the acting. I didn't really have any issues with anyone. Like once we got into the core and it was Jessica Roth, and I love, like I don't think I've seen her in anything before these Happy Death Day movies, but I just think she has a really expressive face and it really works and it really translates on screen. So I really like watching her in these movies. But let's talk about some of these effects. So we got some slow-mo effects in here. And I think my favorite one, which was like a cheesy one, was the end one when we see Trish. Yeah. Tree. Oh my gosh, why am I calling her Trish? Where you see Tree and Carter like slow-mo about to kiss in the alternate universe before, and then I was like, oh, they're not gonna make it, but they actually do kiss, and then she's blasted back to her correct dimension. And I was just like, oh, I really like that effect. And like a lot of the effect with the sissy like machine and like how they're all blown back and you kind of like see them all. I don't know. I just like those kind of things. I thought that looked really good as well. But also we had a lot of death scenes. We got our whole death montage, and they went really creative with some of these deaths. I was just like, it was very like over the top. Even reading Christopher Landon talking about the death montages and just how he wanted them to seem like super over the top, very cartoonish, and not like they were making fun of suicide. And it does come off like all of those things is very over the top, very cartoony. Things that I wouldn't even think to do to try to kill myself was like that death montage. So there is that. But yeah, I mean, I guess I could just go into what I want to rate this and we can wrap this up, because I think I've said more than I think I needed to say about Happy Death Day to you. But yeah. Also, oh, I did want to mention, because Ryan, we do see him multiple times in the original movie, because he's the one who opens the door when Tree first wakes up in Carter and Ryan's dorm room. And so kind of how the trajectory of how we end up in the sequel and how it ends up being that Ryan is the cause of everything that happened to him and his sci-fi friends is because, so I guess Christopher Landon, he was saying like, as he was doing the editing and he kept like seeing Ryan show up or whatever, he's like, well, what if he was the cause of this whole time loop thing? And it just kind of took off from there. So I do think that that is super interesting. And that's kind of how we got into our whole sequel movie and the whole dimensions and sci-fi part of it. Also, there were some Easter eggs in the first movie kind of alluding to it being something sci-fi that was happening, which I thought was super apparent because it happened all the time in the first movie, and it even happened in this movie. Was the flickering of the lights was a sign that something was going on scientifically, if you will. There's also one other one escaped my mind at this moment, but I don't think that one was as obvious as the lights flickering on and off. But yeah, so that was pretty much all I have to say of a Happy Death Day to you. Overall, it was an enjoyable movie. I would give it like a C plus, B minus. Like, I would fall somewhere in that range. I think if I was to watch it again, I'd probably give it a little bit higher. I don't know. It just seems like one of those movies where, like, the first time it's like, okay, like, you, it's like, huh, okay. But then you watch it again, it's like, oh, okay. So I'm like in the C plus, B minus range, if you will. But I want to know what you guys thought. Did you see Happy Death Day to you? What did you think? Did you like this sequel? Did you think the original was better? I want to know all those things. Comment on the Instagram post related to this episode. You can find me on social media at Currently Binging on Instagram and at Current Binge on Twitter. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter to tweet with me on Sunday for the Oscars. I cannot wait. But yeah, I will talk to you guys in the next episode coming up. We are going to be doing a mid-finale. This is like the annual or the second annual mid-finale episode where I discuss some of our shows that are having their actual season finales this past week. There's like 3 or 4 shows. So stay tuned for that. And I'll talk to you guys in the next episode. Stay up to date on new episodes by subscribing and following. You can find Currently Binging on multiple listening platforms, including iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Play. Take the discussion beyond the episode by following on Instagram @CurrentlyBinging and on Twitter @CurrentBinge.